This is, in a certain sense, an erotic picture. Pictures of the floating world are virtually always, in a certain sense, erotic. They are about the fantasy spaces of relaxation. Now, we may think sometimes that that notion of sort of ravishing physical attractiveness is best expressed via the nude. And, of course, this is a very, very long-standing Western art, that the most beautiful thing is a well-proportioned nude. And as you go through history, notions of how plump or slim or tall or short a person should be changed, but always it goes back to the Greek notion of the perfect human body. That notion didn't really exist in East Asia. Of course, a human body, people have skin that you might like to touch, run your fingers through their hair, but actual nudity is often much more associated with the workman out there digging in the road that's half naked because he's hot and sweaty, or a woman who's raised up her skirts in order to kind of tramp through a rice field. What they would often feel is the most kind of turning on aspect of a picture is beautiful clothes. In a brothel, women would wear sumptuous clothes, and you would touch that. And although it's hard to tell what people really did when they were having sex, the evidence of the picture suggests people did not strip naked to have sex, but they would have sex with clothes on. So pictures of the floating world go out of their way to show spectacular costumes.